Hello, I'm Robert Kraft. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to do an activity with balance and center of gravity. To do that, we're going to balance a hammer. Now, I'm not going to balance it on my nose. Instead, we're going to balance it with a ruler and a piece of string on the edge of the table. It's really very simple. We put the ruler against the hammer, put the loop of string around both, and then we want to position the hammer so it balances, swinging free, not attached to anything. And we can bring it out very close to the edge of the table, and it still hangs there. Now, when you look at that, it looks like it shouldn't work. And part of the reason it looks like it shouldn't work is because we're dealing with three separate pieces. If this was one big metal hook, then it would make sense. But because they're three separate things, it looks like it just shouldn't hang there. The heaviest part of the hammer is here, and it's pulling straight down. That means that the whole thing is pulling straight down. All of your pressure is right here. The more weight we put here, the more firmly it sits in place. You can also use this to talk about levers. We've been talking about simple machines because we have two levers here. Remember, for a lever, you've got two arms with a fulcrum in the middle so that it can turn. Look at the hammer. One arm, the string is our fulcrum in the middle. The weight's pulling down on this end, which pushes up on that end. Turning around, we've got our ruler. Again, one arm here, one arm there, fulcrum in the middle. The hammer's pushing up on this end, which pushes down on that end. And that's where we want our force, because that's what holds everything in place. So get yourself a hammer, a ruler, some string. Try it at home. It's a lot of fun. Good way to amaze your friends. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.